It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Would you turn down your TV?
I don't touch it. I just walk in here.
Well, turn it
on.
You're in a radio station.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Gosh.
The assistant program
Do we have
director.
To go through this every day at noon?
I didn't notice it was on.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I didn't notice it, Mr. Super Hearing.
Unless
you're like a super dog. You've got super hearing.
Unless we've hired Wolf Blitzer, I don't think that's supposed to be on our show today.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yeah, congrats to Bad Radio. They turned 19 years old yesterday. We celebrated that on the show. The e-break is brought to us by Classic BMW. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one. It's the big countdown to 100, and he's back again. Norm Elizabeth Hitchkiss. They were talking about cartoons on the Norm and Donnie show. Rocky and Bullwinkle brought up, although Norm called it something else. And then Bugs Bunny came up. Donovan made a claim about Bugs Bunny, and Norm, let's just say he misunderstood him.
Rocky and the Flying Squirrel had some political commentary woven in there. There was no political commentary woven into Bugs Bunny.
Oh, was some whole bunch of racist crap woven into Bugs Bunny, for
Little
sure.
Bit. Yeah. Yeah. He was pretty fast.
He was pretty fast?
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny?
Well,
that's... he said, no, he didn't say racing.
No, yeah, I didn't say racing. Racist.
Racist. Oh.
Racist, yes.
Oh.
All right, we have a big
That's
show today.
Yeah, he's pretty fast.
He still what? Didn't get it even at the end.
Right.
Oh, racist. Plural.
Yeah, they had several races
no,
over
no,
there.
No, no, no. I said racist.
Like tortoise in the hair.
That was really weird.
That was.
You think it was weird? We lived through it.
And boy... You do go back and watch some of those Bugs cartoons, and I don't think they show those anymore, do they?
Yeah, they do. You still
really?
See them on...
The more racist ones?
Maybe not the real racist ones, but you still see Looney Tunes every day on Boomerang.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, right. But not like the old ones from the 40s where
there's some super racist ones there, but even the ones they show kind of skirt that line a little bit.
And it's the Rocky and Bullwinkle show. It's not Rocky and the Flying
Rocky
Squirrel.
Rocky and the Flying Squirrel.
It's the same character.
And in Looney Tunes, they did get a little political.
They
Remember,
did.
There was World War II stuff.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And which was some of the most racist stuff they did was the stuff they did about the Japanese.
But remember they did Hitler stuff, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. That was very political.
How by... the third or fourth mention, did Norm not get that it was racist?
I don't know. One more time.
Rocky and the Flying Squirrel had some political commentary woven in there. There was no political commentary woven into Bugs Bunny.
Oh, was some whole bunch of racist crap woven into Bugs Bunny, for
Little
sure.
Bit.
Yeah. Yeah. He was pretty fast.
He was pretty fast?
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny?
Well,
that's... he said, no, he didn't say racing.
No, yeah, I didn't say racing. Racist.
Racist. Oh.
Racist, yes.
Oh.
All right, we have a big
That's
show today. We have...
Okay, I'm declaring Norm genius here. Because he is just reverse trolling us or something.
He's got to be.
Well, I know he's candidate number one. Candidate number two is me. We had the great Bruce Arena on yesterday. Former U.S. men's soccer coach. I was trying to ask the question about the big run they had in 2002. The word I was trying to say was country.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I put a CH on the end of it when I abbreviated it. I did not. It was blatant, and it was a foul. You coached that team in 2002 that had the great run, and in some ways did that, I don't know, skew our expectations in this country a little bit with the huge success you had that year?
Sure, no question about that. But
See, it didn't affect him, even though you're in the background.
We can't play that unbeeped?
See, I think we can.
Yeah.
It's a lot funnier unbeeped.
It aired unbeeped, and it wasn't like you were intending to say anything.
That's just the way we aired it, okay?
It's my argument the only way you need to beep it is if you intended to say that word.
Right.
If it's an accident, you don't have to beep it.
Right.
Okay, well, that's your opinion. I have a different one. I think that's the way we're going to air
it. Well, because that wasn't the word you were saying. You were saying part of a larger word.
Yeah, I understand your argument. I do.
Okay. But what?
But I'm saying you don't help by in the background going, whoa, it's like you are a...
Wait, why you...
You said it.
Oh, I know. I said it.
But why we don't air it unbeeped is because of me in the
background? No, I've moved on to another discussion now. It's just... It's like you are a lifeguard just waiting for that word to air.
It is a shocking word when it airs,
no doubt.
And afterwards, you were very strong in your defense that you did not say it.
Yeah, I thought I admit it now. But at the time, I thought I said that it rhymed with crunch.
Why did you think that?
I don't know. That's just what I thought I said.
Well, don't we need to hear it to make sure that you... Maybe you did add a CH on it.
No, I've listened to it, and I
came in 2002 that had the great run, and in some ways did
skew our expectations in this country a little bit with the huge success you had that year.
Sure, no question.
See, okay, I didn't hear it. I don't know what you're talking
about. Candidate number two, and I am candidate number two. Alan, do candidate number three. We did the biggest show coming to town, and we were playing a song from a guy by the name of Nipsey Hussle.
Genius.
And we thought it was edited, but Jer left out this word.
In 2018, he released a studio album, Victory Lap. It went to number 4 on the U.S. mainstream chart.
Whoa!
Okay.
Let's pull down Nipsey.
We can't.
That's enough of Nipsey Hussle. He will be appearing at the House of Blues Thursday.
Why did he reverse everything else and not that?
Right.
He said
guys, I was making a deal.
He said the mother of all N-words there. That was...
Yeah. I apologize for not thoroughly vetting that song.
But all the dams were beeped.
Yeah, all the other
all
ones
the dams
were out,
and
not,
craps.
The hex, fooies
but
were
not
beeped.
That one. But not that one. All right, so those are your three candidates. Is it Norm, me, or Jer? 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly this morning.
Be careful voting for George or Nipsey Hussle.
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
That's
fake.
Yes, I think that's fake. But go ahead.
We mean double fake by that.
I want to vote for George International Chirp Chirp Donum. Just so you know, happy summer bats. Love you.
That's fake, right?
It's double fake,
Yeah, maybe. It was real.
Double fake.
That's not the real fake Natalie Maines.
No.
Unless, they were going horse or something. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Muses, I say good morning to you, Muses.
It's supposed to be Foghorn Leghorn?
I think so.
I'd like to vote. Actually, Aubrey and I would like to vote for the Colonel Governor Norman Elizabeth Hitchens.
Okay, thank you.
An Aubrey reference. Yes. He was into Civil War history.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, I'd like to vote for the ticket white supremacist.
Who's that?
Norm.
Okay. Oh, hey. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, Courage Boys.
Hey.
I want to thank you for having the courage to broadcast the way that you do, and I responsibly vote for you.
For me? I guess so. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, is this AM Ticket?
Yep.
I would like to vote for Giorgio's explosive diarrhea. Thank you.
Whoa.
Not a candidate. Not a vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I got to vote for Norman Bugs. And if you stop and think about it, Bugs was way ahead of his time with the social justice issues, you know, the cross-dressing and gender-bending stuff. He was way ahead of the curve.
Hmm. In that regard, yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
What better time than ever to vote for Vaginal Slice Born?
There's never a good time to do that.
I think that's a vote for you, Giorgio.
No, I don't think so. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Dr. Sharpie with this putt to win the Saroy shootout.
Jim, watch Saroy. If Saroy raises his hand, the cart girl's coming by. If he lowers his head, the edibles just kicked in.
What does that mean?
Makes it. And Jim, that putt was really racist. I'm sorry, fast. It was fast.
Golly.
It took a while to get there, but okay. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Vaginal slice born born?
No.
Die.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Well, hey, good morning, Jaw. How are you doing?
Oh, it's Ted Cruz.
Oh, hey, Ted.
Well, it is, Gordo. And I wanted to say, first of all, I'm breathing a sigh of relief this morning. This Zach Martin thing almost got a little bit too out of control for me, you know?
How's that?
Well, you know, I was worried. You know, he's holding out, and, you know, I'm looking forward to a great season of Dallas Cowboy football, and we can't be having our O-line without Zach Martin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, content's important, too, though.
Yeah.
Who you vote for?
I always love pushing it. And here's the thing about it is, I'm going to go ahead and vote for Norm. I've always been a big Bugs Bunny guy.
Okay, well, good luck against Jimmy Kimmel.
Vaginal slice, born born.
Die!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Norm has won again.
Rocky and the Flying Squirrel had some political commentary woven in there. There was no political commentary woven into Bugs Bunny.
Oh, was some whole bunch of racist crap woven into Bugs Bunny for
little
sure.
Bit.
Yeah. Yeah. He was pretty fast.
He was pretty fast?
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny?
Well,
that's...
he didn't say racing.
No, yeah, I didn't say racing. Racist.
Races. Oh.
Racist, yes.
Oh.
Right, we have a big that's show today.
I don't understand this. Well, why in the beginning would Donovan say, no, but there's a bunch of racist stuff woven in there? He clearly...
Yes, it wouldn't make sense.
It wouldn't make any sense. Racist makes sense. Why didn't that click with Norm?
Norm's always thinking about racing. Horse racing, NASCAR, whatever.
Oh, racist.
Yeah, pretty fast.
Yes.
Okay, how close are we now?
Was he tranquilized? 97th win for Norman Shinnikakitskis.
Wow, we are three wins away. All right, way to go, Norm. Way to go.